You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built.
Tiger Woods, the story came out from Greg Norman that he turned down between $700 to $800 million to play on the LIV Tour. Now, do you think this is like the LIV guys just saying, hey, like, wow, man, we've got that much money to offer? Right? Because now you fall more. Has Woods commented on this? Did he actually turn down this much money? And well, regardless what it was, like, I'm not overly surprised based on Woods' comments a few weeks ago why he wouldn't go to the LIV Tour.
Yeah, it's interesting because before Greg Norman even took over as, you know, president of the LIV Tour or whatever his official title is, this offer was on the table from the Saudis, who are obviously backing the LIV Tour, and they approached Tiger Woods and his people, and they threw almost $1 billion at him. And Tiger Woods, who I think, if I remember correctly, was the first billionaire athlete, turned it down. And then after that, we heard Tiger's comments, him being disappointed with Greg Norman, him being disappointed with how it's fracturing golf right now, and the guys who have defected to the LIV Tour. So now we're getting some of that backstory, Greg's, and that's an amazing amount of money. That sum of money is ridiculously incredible. But, you know, if you're at a certain point like Tiger, where you don't need, I suppose, $700 to $800 million, and you don't want to quote unquote sell yourself out and leave the PGA, which is a legacy that you have helped build and continue that great tradition, whether you love the PGA or not. I understand where Tiger Woods is coming from. And at the same time, I look at that and go, how do you turn down $700 to $800 million, which Greg Norman confirmed was roughly the price point that they offered Tiger Woods to go over there?
Well, you turn it down, A, you probably don't need it. And B, if it doesn't match what your moral standing is, you don't do it. You can't just say, well, it's for the money. Right, some people have different their guideline on what their moral thing is they're going to do and not do. So I can understand it. Woods doesn't need the money. He's one of the few athletes who's a billionaire based on you know, his career. Right. So and I think for him, you know what, his reputation got tarnished a few times. I could see him saying, you know what, Tiger Woods late in his career has become more beloved than he was when he was dominating. Right, by people on the inner side of it, right? And lots, and Woods has even admitted that, so, which is fine. Hey, maturity, whatever you want to call it, but I think he understands it. So, I respect him for doing it. I'm kind of curious to see, I saw an article over the week, the LIV Tour is going to sue for this or that. I'm like, well, if they're doing it, why? How come they haven't already done it? So, I'll believe it, I guess, when I see it, if they're actually going to do it or not. Interesting day for Alpine in F1. Fernando Alonso announces that he's leaving. He's going to Aston Martin to replace the retiring Sebastian Vettel. And Alpine was like, oh, geez, we didn't even know about this. That's not good. But then, I don't know, Tommy, if you saw kind of the next step in this whole process, is that Alpine then put out a release saying that Ocon, who is currently driving for them, and young Oscar Piastri was going to be their two drivers. And literally within, I don't know, half an hour of that coming out, Piastri puts out a release saying, no, I haven't agreed to that. I'm not driving for them next year. So it's kind of a crazy time in F1. The thing, right? As bad those losing two drivers is for Alpine, Ferrari has still made worse decisions when it comes to race day recently.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. The Prancing Ponies, another disaster in Hungary. But I am always curious because, Greg, you and I, Strutty, Connor, we talk about the free agents in hockey. You're talking about free agency in baseball, trade deadline in baseball. And we hear about it in football. Basketball is its own thing, too. But, like, in racing, the amount of secrecy that these guys try to maintain, even though they're under such scrutiny and they have such a spotlight, is incredible. So Fernando Alonso, who everyone, you know, he's the old guard. I know he's a world champion way back when. He was a great racer, hasn't been on a great team for a long time, but can still race and still has that competitive fire. So he kind of turns his back on Alpine. He's going to go and join Aston Martin. We heard about Vettel last week and all that. And just like the backdoor deals that go on in F1, to me, again, as someone who's relatively new to F1, it amazes me. I love it. I think it's highly dramatic. It's a soap opera. And then to hear the young Aussie saying, wait, no. I didn't sign. I'm not joining Alpine right away here. Just adds more fuel to the fire, and it makes you wonder, like, what happened to Alpine? What's going on there? That was a Renault team that was established, had a good rapport, and they've got a guy that's not even in F1 yet saying, no, I'm not there, and I haven't agreed to anything just yet. All the while, they have Fernando Alonso, who's a legend in racing, leaving them to go to Aston Martin. To me, that's the allure of F1, and I love this kind of drama, Greggs, because I find it absolutely silly and crazy, and then you hear the stories about what's going on in the paddock, and to me, that's the beauty of F1 and how messed up and at the same time fantastic it is.
Tommy, Puljarvi in the orders last week avoided arbitration and signed a deal 1 year, $3 million. Kyler Yamamoto's arbitration is set in 5 days. We saw Jakob Trenin go to arbitration today with Nashville. It looks like, unless there's a last-minute agreement, that Jesper Brad and the Devils could be going to arbitration tomorrow. Is Yamamoto, like, is it just too easy to say 1 year, $3 million for Yamamoto, similar to Jesse Puljarvi?
I think this is where it's interesting, is, like, do the Oilers want to build Yamamoto into their plans more than a short term? I would assume yes. And if they want to do that, then they probably want to get a deal done before that hearing comes up. You know, for the Oilers to get the deal done with Puljarvi, it's a different situation. I think, you know, we talked about it last week. It's just something that both sides could tolerate, very economical, and they just got it out of the way. With Yamamoto, it's like, well, what do you have here? You got a guy that got to 41 points, hit the 20-goal plateau. His line mates like having him. We understand that. What kind of money and what kind of value does he think he commands? And then what does the organization think he commands? The fan base, us as media, you know, that's the third-party element of all of this. If he really wants to feel like he is in the long-term plans, then maybe he sacrifices AAV for term, and I think the organization would be okay with that. Again, last year the comparable was Joel Farabee. I know Yamamoto's camp was, you know, kind of reaching for the roof there with the Farabee comparison. He hasn't even reached those plateaus that Farabee's gotten to in years past, and the potential's there, especially with him playing in the first or top six or first two lines. So Greg, I mean, there's going to be some give or take here. Hopefully they don't go to arbitration. We always hear about the players just feeling like they got shredded in arbitration. It generally doesn't always work out for the best in arbitration. So maybe there's some middle ground. Maybe it's term, and then that brings down the AAV a little bit. So we'll see where this goes. But I do think Yamamoto is a guy that the Oilers see could be on their roster more long-term than that other right winger that is a lightning rod of controversy every time we bring him up.
Tommy, enjoy your sleep in your bed tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Greg. Thanks.
It's Tom Gazzola in the...